The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Say that.
I just could not be worried about it. But I am worried about it starting this episode. Welcome to Review Fight.
That's good.
Okay, I'll do that then. Hello and welcome to Review Party. I'm Brent.
I'm not going to say it.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Matt was encouraging me to...
I'm supportive. So supportive.
He was encouraging me to do a funny voice, and I did the funny voice, and look where it gets you, folks.
Yeah, I totally yes-anded it. I'm just that kind of guy.
This is a podcast. It's on the internet. We review. We don't review stuff. We would never. Well, we...
Sometimes,
but mostly we look at other people's reviews. We read them, and then we, we judge them critically as critics.
Sort of a psychoanalysis of humanity itself.
Through Google, Amazon, Kmart.com, TripAdvisor.
Where we're our most vulnerable selves.
Yeah, Freud would love this podcast for sure. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that one review where the lady chopped up the big dookies in the toilet.
Oh, the chopping up the big dookies? The potato masher that looked like a butt plug, wiener, Magoo. Yeah. That's right up his alley.
For sure.
This is a review. I'm going to start off with a reviews here. This is a review submitted by the lovely Tatiana Bailey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This review is from Google. It is for Pizza One in Como Lake Village, which is just outside Vancouver.
Okay. I thought it was going to be like, this is the first edition pizza. This is
one of the first pizzas there is.
Like, I've got a Toyota 3 Touring. This is the Pizza 1. This is the base model. Yeah.
This is Pizza 0.1 here.
Hello, world.
Jamie Stevens has this review. They write, okay, so here goes. I'm an outfit level 7 Google reviewer. Today, I was thinking about pizza, and all of a sudden, I got this brochure in the mail. So this is what I do. I will call the store and place an order. But before I make an order, I advise them I'm a Google reviewer and I will review them based on the quality of the food they send me. Most of the time, they don't believe you and they give you something. I've been being very nice about the typo grammar situation okay, here.
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah, this one I gotta read as is. Most of the time, they don't believe you, and they give you should equality next to leave a review. But this is the first time where I'm going to make a review on the Google page as 3 stars. So now I'm going to make a phone call, and I will advise him about my Google review, and I'll tell him that I've already done one, and they can look back and see that I'm telling the truth. Going forward, I will post you an update with pictures and the review once I receive the food. The food was fast. The delivery was fast. The food was hot. The pizza was well done. The ingredients were fresh. I would suggest you give them a try. 4 stars.
Okay. Ooh, I don't really... Like, we've all heard the I'll call it the parable of the influencer or the Yelp elite. There was a whole South Park episode about Yelp elites wanting free things and special treatment and stuff like that. And we know the influencer's like, can you give me a free hotel stay? I'll post about it. But I think it's rare. I know it's a thing that happens, but it's rare that we actually find a review.
The boldface admittance.
The boldface admittance and like the ransom.
You know, I've got a review out there if you want your precious star rating back.
You know what to do.
Aye, the review is already written. You may think in stone with your peon brain, but if this pizza is of the utmost quality, perhaps I will add, I will edit, I will go back in time and fix it for you, mortal.
Yeah, something should have been apparent when they said they're a level 7. I think that's pretty dang high for Google reviewers.
That's like a black belt situation. Yeah, I've killed with my reviewing hands.
I have the launch codes. Deliver the free breadsticks now or else.
Include garlic bread and the butter.
My demands are thus. extra garlic bread, no charge. A chocolate malt, no charge.
And you might say, I do not believe you. Sir, the review has already been written.
My keyboard is still hot to the touch.
The little steam, a little steam from the finger grease coming off of there.
This is just uncanny.
There is a response from owner.
Oh boy.
It's very simple, very short.
Okay.
Hey, Jamie. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Full stop.
That's perfect. I imagine it. They had it just like, oh, yeah, thanks. Okay.
You really want me to leave a response to this boss? What do I even say? Just say thank you or something. Yeah, okay.
Because we don't negotiate with terrorists.
This is a Google. He did commit an act of Google terrorism.
Yeah, you review the experience that you have. You can't pre-drop that and then use it as like collateral to get a good experience.
Bro, like for a level 7 Alpha Omega reviewer. He sure did leave some low quality freaking pictures, dude.
Okay, then if the typos too.
On a Nokia, he took a picture of this dude.
That was a little blurry. What is this? 2011.
Yeah, Canada. I already know West Coast Canada. People be liking weird pizza. I can't even tell what kind of weird pizza that is. Cause is that parsley? I can't tell. I can't freaking tell.
Pineapple on there, I think. I don't know.
The other, he's got like a, I'm going to send you the other, like a beefy Mediterranean style going on. I'd be dipping into that.
Okay. Hey, some ham on there, some chicken, just some everything. Boy, I don't know what's going on.
These pictures of these wings, bro, it is so blurry. What? I can't. I haven't seen a picture of this quality intent. This quality of picture, like, only happened for like 2 years in 2009. And then we evolved past it.
Yeah, turn the light on in your kitchen and maybe we'll get a better look.
Yeah, this is definitely taken on flash. He's in the dungeon, bro, of his kitchen. Taking zero quality pictures of his trempette ale creme.
That's a creamy garlic dip for those non-French Canadians.
Yeah, I'm sure my pronunciation was superb as well. Anything else stick up to you about Jamie? I think we about covered the whole
situation.
I think
we covered a lot there, yeah.
Yeah, do you got a review for me?
I do. I've got like a duo of reviews here that I just stumbled upon actually through some research for part of the last week's segment. I don't want to spoil anything for people who didn't tune in last week. So I'll just say I have an Amazon review for the Auster 5-cup glass square replacement blender jar, 4.5 inches top for Auster models only.
Auster model wieners.
It's a like the pitcher of a blender.
Okay. It's the coupe.
It's a replacement pitcher for your blender.
Sure.
Here is an Amazon review from Amazon user Sasquatch. Sasquatch titles the review "Good Deal Bite Sasquatch Like Squirrel" and writes, "Sasquatch thought me get good deal on blender when me order, but Sasquatch just get glass. This fault of Sasquatch. Me not get lid. Me not get sharp thing. Me not get thing that make much noise. Me just get glass. This makes Sasquatch sad because me want to have squirrel smoothie. Me try to still make squirrel smoothie with glass, but it not work. Me put squirrel in glass and try to mix with stick. Sharp stick that good for mixing squirrel. But me have no lid, so squirrel run out up arm of Sasquatch. Next time me not try so hard to find good deal. 4 stars.
I always thought of Sasquatch as a vegetarian myself.
You might, yeah, just nuts and berries and such.
Yeah, nuts twigs, and berry leaves. Smoothie isn't enough for you, Sasquatch. That's more of an abominable snowman thing.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of ravenous.
That's too far under the ice. He's going to go for the squirrel. this might not be a real Sasquatch, folks. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry.
Might not be. The profile picture does appear to be Sasquatch.
Oh, okay. you brought me back.
And the location is listed as the woods.
That checks out.
The profile, the little blurb says Sasquatch live in woods. In woods where Sasquatch live, me who is Sasquatch have no one to talk to except owl and squirrel. Squirrel doesn't talk back to Sasquatch, just blink and look around. One day me will probably eat squirrel. You be Sasquatch friend, you go here. myspace.com/me Sasquatch.
So this is a Sasquatch driven to like sort of insane carnivorism through loneliness.
So. Loneliness probably.
When I'm really lonely, I want a burger too. So I guess that checks out as well.
So the follow-up is this Amazon review for the Oster 4093-008 6 cup glass jar, 2-speed beehive blender, brushed stainless. Sasquatch titles their review, "Me finally make squirrel smoothie," and writes, "Sasquatch have trouble buying blender before, so me read much this time. When me get package, me know me be happy. Me get lid. Me get sharp thing. Me get thing that make much noise. Me even get glass. Now me have extra glass. Sasquatch happy to say that blender make delicious squirrel smoothie that not have chunks. Very refreshing on warm day. Me happy with blender. 5 stars.
Everyone loves a happy ending.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad Sasquatch... In the first review, I'm glad Sasquatch was like, this was Sasquatch's fault. Mm. I didn't read what I was buying. I got what I paid for.
Sasquatch has more sense than your average Karen, by far.
Yeah. Which really, I guess, isn't saying that much because Sasquatch also has better hair than average Karen.
Sasquatch, you know, when he says he's got a beehive, he really has a beehive. Those are cute. Those are cute. Yeah, I have sort of a non-review. This could have been a segment, but I knew you had a segment, and so it's gonna a sort of a mini pre-segment.
Ooh.
Maybe. And I don't want to name it either, so.
Okay.
If we like it enough and it comes back, maybe it'll be in full segment form. But what I have here is from EA.com. EA, right, Electronic Sports. Arts, people. Sports, it's in the game. What I'm going to read for us today is some video game patch notes. And before you say that sounds so boring, that's what I thought too. The video games that I play that have patch notes, I would not wish hearing that in a podcast on anyone unless they want to sleep, right? That's some boring, some numbers. I don't even enjoy reading them. I just read them to prep my enjoyment of the game later.
Right.
To get ahead of the situation. Tat, aforementioned Tatiana, was reading these patch notes, and she said a couple of the bullet points, and they're really funny, and I realized, oh, there's another way. There's another way to do these patch notes things. So I have the patch notes from the December 5th, 2023 update for Sims 4. We're talking Sims 4 PC version 1.103.250.1020 for those keeping score at home.
Let's go.
not only are the patch notes funny just because the mechanics of the game are sort of all pertain to mundane real life things.
Right.
The Sims is essentially a virtual Barbie doll game. Barbie dollhouse. But also they sprinkle little jokes in themselves. They're kind of going to do the work for us. So without further ado, let me get into the nitty gritty. This patch is, I think, titled Sol Summers. The newest expansion pack has been freely living in all our heads. And For Rent is finally due. For Rent's the name of the pack. Okay. The property owner is coming out in just a few days, but in the meantime, there's a couple base game additions and a bevy of fixes to call out and share. Our favorite sim guru, Nova, is telling us all details below. Thanks, all. So first, we're talking about some sync assignments. The jig is up for Sims who had a penchant for shoving Harvest Fest turkey bones down the drains of these poor, poor bathroom sinks. Starting today, all sinks can now be designated as kitchen or bathroom sinks. Ooh. So no more, if you don't want them to, sinks, Sims going into the shitter to do the dishes for some reason.
They don't know any better.
Yeah, you know, how could they? They didn't patch that out. The assignment you choose determines whether hands or dishes are autonomously washed in them, unless, of course, you live for the chaos and assign the wrong label to each sink. We won't stop you from letting your Sims continue to be little freaks. And then there's just a list of bug fixes here. That's sort of the nitty gritty of the fun stuff. We'll go through some of those. Quick meal interactions on the fridge have been renamed quick meal or drink. And microwave quick meal or drink, and microwave quick meal or drink. Gone are the days of glass of milk eraser. Sims who finish their drink while also eating will now make sure to finish their meal afterwards. That's right, Mrs. Landgrab. Chugging your juice on the rocks doesn't count as girl dinner. That one's kind of indulgent, but it got me. Child Sims with a genius trait will no longer gain the want to solve hard problems. They'll have to wait a few years before diving into such complex abstraction. So these child genius Sims were getting ahead of themselves a little bit.
That's interesting.
Trying to solve some divorces from mom and dad or something. Sims with the fear of fire will no longer be tormented by constant unavoidable fires starting while they are cooking. On a somewhat related note, Sims will no longer be given the option to cook together on broken stoves. A safety issue, I think. In an attempt to curtail unwarranted surreal horror gameplay, household members should no longer randomly be labeled as neighbors and become unable to use doors.
Oh.
That is some terrible Lovecraftian fate. Yeah. Suddenly not being able to use doors.
That's a bad bug.
Get that out of you real quick. Let me get you some Sprite. I'll open the door. In the spirit of respecting the laws of physics, towels hung on the wall are no longer translucent when hit with natural light. That's good. though they are things of beauty, certain columns will now indeed fade away when they would otherwise be blocking the camera in live mode. No more euchre seats. Sims will no longer be constantly using their phones at every hour of the day. Not a cell phone in sight, just simulated people living in the moment. Beautiful.
That hits a little close to home.
Yeah, some of the stuff, it's like you're playing and it's like, what's intended? What do the developers see and go, well, that's about right.
Yeah. There is some commentary there. We want the simulated life to be real, you know? Puts on the electronics and fake live for real.
Speaking of hitting close to home, this one, another sort of Lovecraftian horror here. Hairy house guests deciding to shave in your Sims bathroom will no longer cause the game to freeze.
Oh no!
You want to unsasquatch yourself here? reality will not stop to exist. That's good.
Game breaking.
Sim should now actually be able to finish writing songs. Perhaps those of us with closets full of unfinished projects should take notes.
Ouch.
Hey there. Child Sims will now only have age-appropriate thought bubbles. No little joke with that one. I see. That one is just a patch note. After plenty of confidence-building exercises, certain table lamps will no longer snap to the wall when placed and will be comfortable standing wherever you place them. Infants who age up in a dirty diaper will no longer produce stink clouds as if they were forced to wear that dirty diaper into adulthood.
Oh, no.
Rest assured, I hated writing that just as much as you hated reading it. Sims will thankfully no longer slip and fall in mud puddles while holding an infant. That one sounds kind of realistic to me. Sometimes you gotta have a muddy baby. A dusted frequency of body hair on randomized Sims will be slightly less excessive. I guess there's a lot of Robin Williams looking NPCs. Some of the less friendly toddler and infant hairs have been taught proper conflict resolution and will now play nicely with hats. Sims living on private dwelling lots are now willing to make exceptions for food deliveries. Because everyone loves a good pizza, even territorial curmudgeons. That's true. Basement stairs should now play nicely with terrain. When the lot has a raised foundation, changing foundation height should no longer stop windows from being placed on curved walls. They couldn't think of a snappy one for that one. That one they didn't have a joke, not because it could have been offensive, just because... How do we make this curved wall window joke here, Ted? I don't know.
Can't be done.
We gotta
Can't
leave
be
that
done.
One. Okay. I'll leave with these few here. We've educated Sims on the dangers of over-caffeination, so autonomous coffee making drinking should happen a bit less frequently. We went to college. You know, that's not realistic at all. Some people got those going around the clock. Blonde gardeners and redhead pizza deliverers everywhere can breathe a sigh of relief because parents with graying hair swatches are not more likely to have children that mask their base hair color rather than unexpected red or blonde hair. That was a porno joke. They couldn't make those other racy jokes. That was a porn. I realized that was a sort of a porn star adultery joke. When loading back into a save and entering managed worlds, there's no longer a chance that occupied lots will appear empty. Oh my god. Neighbors disappearing. The previously unnamed Poohoo Brush now has discovered its true name. And then they have some specific, expansion pack notes that fix previous expansions. One's labeled Werewolf, so I'm going to leave us with that one.
Ooh.
I don't think we can miss that. Werewolves will no longer autonomously check on infants during their rampage, and thank goodness for that. So that is Sims 4 patch 1.03.2. Yeah, that was pretty fun, huh?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, kudos to the copywriter on that one. Do a good job. I've read a lot of patch notes on my time. I'm not proud to say it, but these are probably the most pleasurable.
Yeah, nice job, EA.
Electronic Arts.
What?
Vicariously playing The Sims through Tad. It is very interesting how they took Sims from a dollhouse game to now. It's like a whole brand. It has its own launcher and everything, you know?
Man, it's been a while since I've played. Sounds like a lot has changed, but also I'm sure I would still feel right at home.
Yeah, it's she still goes back to 3. 3 is still the one,
okay.
But anytime a new expansion comes out, she's like, ooh, look at this. They got her. Hook, line, and sinker over there. It sounds like Matt's going to do some shopping on EA Origins.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a little break here.
Take a trip with me and tell me what you Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to the second half of Me, You, and Meme Reviews Revisited. The Three Wolf Moon Shirt.
Oh.
If you're wondering what on earth I'm talking about, all right, you go back and listen to last week's episode for part one. Go back and listen to episodes 15 and 16 for other Three Wolf Moon stuff. But fine, I'll catch you up, because I'm so heartful. Me, You, and Meme Reviews is the segment where we find those products that got cool, funny reviews that just blew up on the internet. They went viral. They were on Ellen DeGeneres. Forbes was writing about these things, like the banana slicer, like the pick for her pens. Like that horse head mask you've seen and forgot about and then seen. Or the Three Wolf Moon shirt. Last week, we dug this sucker up and looked at some funny reviews. But I know you're going to be like, give me a funny review. Okay, fine. Here is one from Ziggy7465. They title the review, A Dangerous Hazard. And write, bought this shirt a few months ago but had to return it last week due to tragic circumstances. I wore it out and was promptly descended on by myriads of supermodels. So far, so good. Later on, however, I wore it to the local store. A young child was in there with his mother, and he pulled his mother's arm and yelled, look, mummy, a wolf, a wolf, a wolf, three wolves. I learned later that week that the child had been later savaged by a pack of feral dogs, and no one had come to help him. One star. Which I think is sort of a modern retelling of The Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Mm-hmm. A little internet twist.
Which is lovely. But what we do in the second part of these Me, You, and Meme reviews is there's so many of those funny ones, like the one I just read, that if you're actually trying to buy this product, how can you sift through how can you separate the wheat from the chaff? You know what I mean? My listeners in Iowa, you know what I mean.
Two listeners understood what you meant.
How can you sift out the good stuff and actually get a quality review? That's why we get the product ourselves. We write a real review for this product. And because we can't help ourselves and are funny and creative, we write our own fake review too. So sue us. The question's always, where do we start? The fake or the real? I think we always ask it, but we always go fake first.
We always wonder, but it's always the same. Fools. Yeah. Lemmings here running this podcast.
So here is my fake review titled Pack Up. Brother, a wolf helped found Rome, brother. My liege, a wolf pack is only as strong as its weakest link. They can't stay in the wolf name forever, sire. We shall rid the world of the Peter and the pigs and that red riding hood. My eyes crack open, vision blurred. I smack dry, cracked lips as my surroundings come into focus. Exposed joists above, cold cement floor below, light filtering through well windows and from a half-burnt-out rolling rock sign, license plates and beer cans, an old tube television. Television. What was it that I was watching last night? Some sort of televangelist with a t-shirt and mirror shutter shades? What the hell had he been saying that sounded so true? I rub my eyes and flinch in pain. My hands are tender, sore, and holding my palms before my eyes, I see why. In bold black letters, one hand to the next, no one likes a lone wolf. I sit up, my heart starting to race, and only now do I notice the smell. Stale something. Dirty something. Old, filthy, rotten something. One moment it's beer, the next bread, then cheese, sour cream, sour meat, sour beer. A sickening cycle that almost sends me to my back again. But shaky, I rise and I realize I am not alone. Two men in tattered old recliners, the fabric frayed on one, the fake leather peeling off the other, sleep in the dim wash of TV static. Between the license plates and beer cans, I see a John Belushi poster, Scarface, Pamela Anderson's feature film Barbed Wire, and pictures. So goddamn many pictures, each with three men. Three men in polos with collars popped. Three men smoking, holding fishing poles like dicks. Three men at a party with gum visible in their mouths. The bile began to rise in my stomach. I steadied myself on the bar for a moment. The particle board, warped and sticky, yields under my weight. Breathing, breathing. I open my eyes and notice a hall to my right. A way out. Away, away. Away, gone. Stepping slowly, my head hurts, but with pace, my joints ache. It's laborious, but with determination. Just as I reach the end of the hall, I see steps leading up and light from above. A door swings open to my left. I look to the stairs, then to my left. Maybe someone else needs to get out. Maybe. I step into the pitch. And then I see him. Shudder. Shades. I don't think he's seen me. It's so dark, and he's got those shades on. And he's so old, and probably asleep, and there can only be three. My breath catches in my throat. Only three, those are the rules. And it exacts a toll, you see, being the alpha. And that's why you're here. He points a bony finger at me and laughs a horrible, hellish, howlish laugh. And though it's so dark, I see it there in his mouth. Gum. I turn to run, and the other two are behind me. With strength I didn't think I had, I push them aside, cracking the ancient wood paneling of the hall, splintering the doorframe as I tear up the stairs. Now in a kitchen, I see a simple door, and though it's chained and padlocked, I rip it off the hinges and I'm outside. But it's not day like I thought, it's night, a perfect, bright, full moon night. I hear the laughs and coughs and howls behind me, and I run. I hear, "Bro!" And I run harder, faster than I ever have before. Spittle gathers at the corners of my mouth, and my lungs burn. But the cool night air feeds me, invigorates me, sends my blood and heart pumping in this pure animal cause. Escape, escape, live. It's amazing how well I can run in. Are these chino shorts? And Sperry's? I stop at the mouth of a cave. Taking hand to beating heart, I feel something else. A tiny embroidery of a man on a horse, playing polo. A polo. I didn't feel the thick, dense material because I have something on underneath it. I grab the neckline and tear the polo off my body, and I see what I'm wearing. Three Wolf Moon shirt. Bro, bro, howl! They appear from over the hill, coming down either side of the cave. You can't run from this. I already know he's behind me. Shutter shades. I feel so hot, eyes stinging, nose twitching, a burn in my throat. And though my brain is boiling, in some last act of human instinct, I understand why. They draw closer and closer. I bring my foot to the old piece of wood before me, turn it over with my toe. Solomon Shepherd's silver mine. And I break into a dead sprint inside, claw-like hands scraping against the walls, burning, searing, purifying. I hear them calling after me, but they dare not follow. Rocks and ore and dust fall around me. They would blind me were it not for the darkness, but no matter. I can feel myself again. I feel human, good, alive. When the rocks pile up higher and higher behind me, I don't care. I'll just go deeper or else I'll die in here and kill this sickness with me. I raise my hands, bloody, to the heavens far above, the message on them torn from where they'd left it. I am not a member of their wolf pack. I am not a lone wolf. I saw a man. I am a solo man. The choices I make, the life I lead, are my own. They belong to no fraternity of so-called men, or wolves, or devils, or animals. Whatever shepherd saves you, though I know not if this one saves me, remember, whoever and whatever you follow, you should never have to change yourself. Never have to destroy your values for them. Be yourself. One star.
So is that like what it's like to live in New Hampshire, kind of?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I really had no idea what I was going to do for this one. Because some of the ones that I found and read were like, ooh, that's really good. Ooh, I like that. There was one like written from the point of view of the three little pigs. And I was like, that's great. I love it. I wish I thought of it. And then, yeah, I don't know. I just figured point of view of this is bad. These types of people are bad.
Yeah, there's a real... What's that where the wrestler guy wears the shades and when he puts them on, he sees all the aliens, the skeleton people.
Oh, yeah,
people.
They live.
They live. Yeah, there's a real... Three Bro Moon, they live edition.
Yeah, I don't want to be some douchebag who's... Hey, man, we're going to go out and pick up all the hotties. We're gonna take pictures and you're going to see the gum that's in our mouth. But all that. Any comments or should I just proceed to...
No, that speaks for... as usual, it speaks for itself.
Right. All right, then. Here's my real review. I'll just title it Three Wolf Moon Shirt Updated. I've had this shirt for over 3 years now, and it still looks and fits well. No fading, no stretching, nothing that makes me think, boy, this is a cheap shirt. No, it's really not. At around $30, I hope it wouldn't be. Is there anything special about it? Well, I wore it to a callback a week ago, thought I did pretty well, and wouldn't you know it? I still haven't heard a peep. Did women flock to me? Man, I'm head over heels in love with someone who makes me feel more strongly and deeply than I ever thought possible. I'm not out here chasing tail. If that's you, well, you could do better, but you could do worse, too. But this shirt doesn't look gas station / state park gift shop bad. It doesn't look Boy Scout / hippie mom cringe. Maybe it owes that to its sleek black tie-dye effect and the dark design, instead of like a brassy orange cocker spaniel on a bright blue tie-dye. You can at least pair this shirt with a leather jacket or something and achieve a look that I would call cool in a semi-ironic way. But no, it's not going to change your life. And I think that's for the best. We own the things we buy. They don't own us. Be safe out there. There's a lot of jokesters and D-bags chewing gum. 4 stars.
That's for the people. The people got to know. People got to know these days. It's easy to get lost. Especially in something as saucy as that, man. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that's all she wrote on the second chapter of Three Wolf Moon, huh?
Yeah, that's it. The moon has set.
Yeah. Maybe next time I'll have to climb the mountain and see if it offers a different perspective.
It may.
Yeah, it may not. Who knows? Who knows what sort of terrible or fantastic emotions will watch over me. I'll bring us right into this next review here. Another segment that could have happened this week, it would be the Bare Knuckle Letterboxing Godzilla Minus One. By new Matt had his thing. We're probably going to be doing some holiday stuff next week. It's just kind of hard to fit. So I'm just going to take the L and do it when it's not timely. And in its stead, I have a Godzilla E review that I will preface with, go see Godzilla Minus One. It's it's fucking awesome. But this review is for something a little more campy. Something that shows a different side of the Zilla. And that is 1999's Godzilla versus Space Godzilla.
Oh boy.
And it heavily features Mecha Godzilla. It's sort of the trifecta of what Godzilla, but what if he was from robots? Anyway, so this is Godzilla versus Space Godzilla from Amazon. Paul S. Pearson has this review titled "For the Kids and Confused." They write, "I am slowly watching past Godzilla films that I missed when they came out. This one is aimed a bit lower, particularly with Baby Godzilla. Still, Space Godzilla, couldn't think of anything better, could they, is formidable. And the original is, well, actually, he looks a bit baggier in the knees than I remembered in this one. But he still has what it takes to be a monster and a hero. The film is very confused, apparently because 45 minutes of it or so, were left on the cutting room floor. A space-dwelling Mothra shedding tiny Mothralettes was probably the explained in a film I missed. I remember the two tiny young women that one of the Mothralettes turns into from a film that I saw a long time ago. There's also a mechanical anti-Godzilla vehicle with lots of weird pointy things on it. Well, the humans have to have something to do during the battle. 4 stars.
Ooh, that feels a little all over the board like the movie.
It's a proper reflection of the film that he just watched. I've seen this one for sure. I remember Space Godzilla because he's cool Godzilla with crystals on him. Was the story in it good? I don't know. I was a kid. I was kind of sleeping during the story part and waiting until Godzilla punched the other Godzilla. I couldn't think of anything better. I don't know. You kind of, if he's watching all these movies, that's kind of par for the course, isn't it? There's going to be Frankenstein versus Dark Frankenstein. There's going to be stupid stuff like that.
Frankenstein little twists Jr. and iterations. Yeah, Bride of Frankenstein Jr.
And it's what the people want.
Just more of that. Yeah.
What's cooler than a little kid brain? You like Mario? Well, there's this evil looking Mario, and his name's Wario. Oh my God!
Let's see him fight.
Let's see them fight. I want two guys that are kind of the same in strength that fight, and I want to see who's actually got the more strength. That's just pure serotonin, pure satisfaction factory. I want to see, what if there was a guy and he was from the ground and he shot lasers, but he fought a version of himself that was from space and shot lasers.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm saying it like I'm an ironic idiot, but actually, I mean, with all fondness in my heart, that's badass, okay? John Wick freaking didn't he? And in one of the John Wicks, doesn't he fight evil John Wick?
Oh, I have no idea.
Me neither. He fights that like another cool agent. It's like John Wick 2, John Wick Jr. Okay. Or maybe his like sensei, John Wick sensei, something like that. Uh-huh. It's the same shit. They just don't sugarcoat it, Godzilla. They tell you exactly what you're getting.
Yeah, it's Godzilla, but a different color. Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, they could name it Brown Godzilla, but that just isn't as cool. Space is cool.
Space.
You have been there? No, because it's big and scary, like this Godzilla.
I love the comment that Godzilla's a little baggy in the knees.
Sometimes Godzilla be looking thick. Sometimes guys all got them thickum thighs, but all the more to stomp you with, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And out of universe, that Godzilla suit probably doesn't make it through more than 2 or 3 films. They got to get a new one. It might not be exactly as you remember.
Yeah. And even, you know, the fans want the new design. That's part of the, what's Godzilla's design like in this one? So they can go on Twitter and pour over it and tear it apart and eat it alive. Why's Godzilla from space? Why couldn't they name him Nero Godzilla and be the same? But I think that's it. I think that's it for ReviewParty.com this week, don't you know?
Let's end it.
Let's end it all.
Come on, next week it'll be ReviewParty.com versus SpaceReviewParty.com.
doesn't that actually sound like a fun episode? I would love to produce that. But whether that actually happens or not, we got to do episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. We'll have a new episode sitting in your preferred podcast terminal ready for liftoff into spacereviewparty.com. If you want to send us a review like the lovely Tat did. Thank you, Tat.
Thank you.
Send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can give you that credit.
If you want to reach out to us, contact us in some other fashion. If you're like, hey, there's this other Godzilla movie you should find reviews for, well, you can find us at reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok, or at reviewpartypod on Twitter/X, blah, blah, blah. Or... now, if you just want to like read something that we may have possibly written, you can find reviews for movies on Letterboxd Review Party. You can find us there. Go check it out. I'm not lying. And I'm definitely not lying about the awesomeness that is reviewparty.com.com. Don't you want to be one of the 1.6K visitors of the month? Don't you want to fit in there? Don't you want to get in there before we put ads on it? Because yeah, that traffic might actually generate something.
Yeah, no, listen, Review Party, it's just like there's a fucking doomsday clock somewhere to when reviewparty.com sells out. All right, we are throwing this shit to fucking Joe Rogan for $2 million, maybe as soon as possible. So if you want to get it while it's still good, independent, farm grown content, which is hard to freaking come by these days, sadly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get it while the getting's good. Just go read Reddit posts, Reddit stories for you. I mean, we aren't doing something terribly different in reading reviews, but we're at least commenting and making something of it.
Yeah. In probably a couple of years, it'll just be a robot voice, so an AI, our own freaking AI voice reading the goddamn review posts, and then...
and fart sound effects.
Yeah, some fart sound effects after. That would be funnier, honestly. Yeah. We should do that.
But in the meantime, all of the episodes and listening platforms can be found on the website, as well as the blog where reviews are written about. You can read my review of the Three Wolf Moon shirt and all sorts of other stuff on the blog. There's a lot of blue. There's a lot of fun stuff. Go there or else.
Yeah, since we sell out, what if they take away the blue, dude? We don't even say, you don't even know how we feel about, because we'll be sold out. We'll be counting. There's only be one
counting
color
stacks
we care about. Yep. Counting the green, baby. Okay, Matt. Or no, do I got to say something? Oh, the boys. Nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Thank you for your song, Bread for Breakfast. They let us sample it for our theme song you've heard throughout the episode. You can search Bread for Breakfast. You want to hear the whole version. It's very good. You can search Nosebleeds if you want to hear the rest of their stuff. Also very good. Matt, do you have a review to finish us
yeah,
out?
Yeah. Speaking of music, I've got an Amazon review for the seminal album Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. This is a review from Falstaff. Falstaff titles their review, Bored with Fleetwood. And they write, that's it. Just don't want to hear them anymore. 3 stars.
I can't relate. I've never felt that.
Yeah, it's a little harsh. He's done.